T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Pedro lives out of the Wilshire Hotel. He looks out a window without glass.
Little Lou Reed for you. Alex Malone with the music, Listener Appreciation Month. This one is Dirty Boulevard from Lou Reed. Joanna Chadwick joins us from Vibe.com. Hello, Joanna.
How are you guys doing?
You're following Jeff Passan from ESPN today. We're going to try to put a real big name ahead of you every week.
Well, if that will only keep people to me, or maybe it'll actually get it so that Jeff will listen to me for some insight.
Well, we're always happy to have you, our regular Friday guest. We started in football season. Here we are getting close to the end of the regular season in high school basketball. And it's been a really good year of high school basketball in the area.
I would totally agree with that. And I think that we've had years where we've had incredible teams, but maybe not there hasn't been as much parity. And I think that there's more parity, you know, and even looking at Class 5A, which is so stupidly ridiculous on the west side, and you look at one of the low seeds, like the 12th or 13th, the 11th seed, I think it is Andover, and you just look at it going, are you kidding me? I mean, that is a quality team. And so I think 5A, I mean, well, first of all, just playoffs overall, it's hard to imagine that we're even at this point. They start the seeding on Wednesday, and so I know that some Kansas City area Topeka teams, that they could be impacted with their record if they don't get that game in before the 20th.
Let's talk about Southeast. I think they have wrapped up at least a share of the title. They win it outright with the win tonight against Capen. 16-2 in a city league that has been pretty deep, I would say. Is that at all a surprise?
How about Joe Mitchell, huh?
Well, you know, Joe stepped into a really good situation. And as a young coach, he didn't have to go through that rebuilding phase. And I would imagine that Joe is pretty pleased to have to deal with that. Of course, there's the flip side of that. You also have to deal with the expectations of it and live up to that. And, you know, stepping in really late to that situation is not easy, but you have a quality player like a Jackie Johnson. You've got a Micah Jack. You've got some other players on those teams that they've played since their freshman year, and there is experience. And they went from they've had some really good years, Jared Cutting years, Israel Barnes years, and I tell you, you look at the future for Southeast, it is incredibly bright.
Yeah, they're pretty good. 16-2 right now for the Buffaloes. Mays, meanwhile, 18-0. I saw them play last Friday night at campus. Campus had them down the entire game, and Mays found a way to win that game. And you talked earlier about 5A. When you have Mays, Mays South, Andover Central, Campus, Heights, some of those teams, not all of those teams are going to make it, and probably all of them are good enough to be in the 5A state tournament.
You are absolutely right, and it is really, it's depressing to see that happen. But how many times do we see that happen in 6A, where you would have East, Southeast, and Heights on the same side, along with Washburn Rural, which always seems to be like one loss sort of a team? You know, it is really depressing to see, but I would imagine the 5A champ comes from that group. I love what Mays has and what they can do, but my goodness, you look at the rest of those teams, and it's hard to overlook any one of them when you see how much Mays South pushed Mays High. what Arc City can do with the amount of points that they can put up. When you see Andover Central and just how strong they've been, they've got, you know, a trio of players in Liedem Bell. I mean, Washington stepping forward and Brady Bell. I mean, there's quality teams, and I talked with one of the assistants from Andover Central the other night, and it's, you know, you're going to have to play the best. There's no doubt about it. But, boy, wouldn't it be nice to be able to play the best at state? But, I mean, it's just what happens when the West is so loaded.
So I think maybe the best game tonight, we got a couple 15-win clubs going out at Belle Plaine and Cheney. I don't know specifically about those teams. I don't know if you do. But what do you think of the Central Plains League overall and those two teams, if you know?
Well, how about Cheney boys and girls, first of all? I mean, those have been two quality programs for some time, and they're really good again this year. Belle Plaine's an interesting team. You know, I think that they've had spurts where they've had really good years, and they've got a really young team. They've got some players that I've been watching since about third grade, and so it's really interesting to see them step up and play really, really well. And these are the kind of games. This weekend, I think it must have been canceled or possibly postponed. Derby girls were scheduled to play Aquinas in this sort of one-day kind of, not a tournament, but sort of a showcase where teams were going all to one site to play the games. And, you know, I talked to them about wanting to play a team like Aquinas because you want to play a team like Cheney. Belle Plaine should, and Cheney should want to play Belle Plaine because this is the time of year where if you take a loss, hey, are we getting better? It sucks to lose, but are we going to get better? And that's what you need to be looking for at this point is what last things do we need to fix before we make that postseason run?
And we talk a lot about boys basketball, but I got to tell you, there are five teams on the girls' side in the area. You've got Derby, May South, Heights, McPherson, and Goddard. Combined record of 83-3. When's the last time we saw something like that? I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, that is just stupid. I mean, to have that kind of record is just phenomenal. And those are all excellent teams. I think Goddard's lone loss is to May South. You know, I mean, you look at these teams and what they could possibly do at state. Again, I think that 5A is going to be tough when it comes to, well, I mean, just the west side is tough. And then once you hit the east side, going into seeing Aquinas. Derby, to me, is the favorite by and large. They've been just dominating. So I think that the it's going to be definitely tougher on the in 5A.
So it was May South that beat Andover Central the other night. Was that an upset?
You know, I don't think so because, May South has been a quality team all season. And they've been kind of building. They've had, I mean, a few years back, I think it was 2 years ago, they were really, really young. And they started getting some wins with that really young team. And then you just start seeing the benefit of those guys continuing to play together. It's just like watching Maze. It's what I mentioned last week, is that when you have guys, when you have players, guys or girls, when you have players who are willing to take on a role, when you have them willing to work on that chemistry and stick around and do it together, and then that trust that they have for each other and for the coaching staff, you do start to see the payoff.
We're talking to Joanna Chadwick. Before we let you go, we had a discussion earlier in the show about tweeting and social media and the use of memes. Now, you are one of the most prolific social media people I know. How often do you use memes?
Well, okay, so let me just give you my perspective on how I utilize social media, is that, and this is how I teach it not only to my students, but when I speak at conferences, is that we don't ever want to make fun of anybody. We're dealing with high school kids, okay? And to make fun of anybody, it's a really sensitive area. And so I think that you lessen the seriousness of your role when you use the memes. Use those things. And I understand that it is very much a cultural, I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't know. It's what we do. It's very trendy to do it like that. I just wouldn't do that. because I feel like I wanted everyone to see that I was taking it seriously, and that when you lost, I know how much it sucked for you, and that when you won, I know how big it was for you. And if you lost in a nail biter, that, you know, making that look silly with a funny meme that might make everybody else laugh, I just don't see any reason to do that to a team who most likely gave everything they had for a period of time there.
Do you personally like memes, though? When you see them,
I love memes.
Really?
They make me laugh. I'm sure they're
funny. A lot of them are funny. That was my point, too. But it's just when you're running a serious professional type account, limit them. That's right, right?
That's what I believe. And the thing is, I get it. I mean, my students started a meme page on our website, and it's lighthearted. It's not, you know, the band has consistent memes that directed at Adam Duvall, the band leader. They're hilarious, and he's a funny guy anyway. So for him, it's not a big deal. they have to be very careful that they aren't poking fun at something that might be a sensitive area. And, you know, and I mean, I've always been really careful about that. I have no problem calling people out, but I learned a long time ago that when that kid misses that last second shot, you know, I may not care if it goes in or not, but
I'm going to meme that kid to death. I've decided I'm going to become a mean-spirited memer.
No, don't.
Why?
That's awful.
No, yeah, nobody wants that.
Mean-spirited memer. And I don't think memer is a word anyway.
Well, it's a new word today.
Memist.
I think it was the stupid one you just brought up. So,
Joanna, best interview we've had in a long time. Thanks for being with us.
Wow. You mean the best one since Jeff who was just on the board?
No, his was better, but so we'd have to go back to yesterday.
All right.
Thank you, Joanna.
All right. Bye, guys.
There you go. There's Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine. When we return, we'll talk Cincinnati Bearcats basketball. Scott Springer from the Cincinnati Inquirer. Wichita State on the road at Cincinnati for a noon tip on Sunday. We'll see what Scott Springer says about the Bearcats. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.